Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what? That's a good question. I think the Florida State game stands out to me. You know, early in the game, he misses a halfback. He's wide open, a little rail route out of the backfield. A lot of guys get rattled. He got knocked around a little bit. But he comes back, he throws the same route later in the game for a touchdown. He's got a mental toughness about him. He can overcome adversity. It's almost like he really enjoys the misery of crunch time and pressure-packed moments. I think this guy has the it factor. I think his teammates play better with him in the huddle. He brings out the most in his football team, and I think the defense plays a lot better and harder, knowing that if we get the ball back to this guy, good things are going to happen.
That's a great John Gruden. Jumped on our show yesterday for 15 minutes, a rousing football talk. You can listen to the entire thing. It's all over social media. You can also rewind on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Phone number is 412-928-9370, and this is going to be a choose-your-own-adventure. Vibe check, we do it every single Friday at 7 a.m. How you're feeling about the Steelers matchup? Well, if you want to talk Steelers-Bengals, we can. If you want to talk Pitt-Notre Dame, we'll do that too. Choose your own adventure at 412-928-9370. The fan hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Pitt's got a young star with his biggest test yet, and I think Pitt fans are optimistic. I think they're also curious. And I'm going to throw this out here on the front end. This is going to be very Narduzzi-like. I don't think Pitt fans will think everything to this point's been a mirage if Pitt does lose this game or Heinschel doesn't play his best. I want to say on the front end, I think regardless of what happens in this game, for as long as Heinschel's here, Pitt's going to be nationally relevant and have a shot. Like, it's a big test, no doubt. So was Florida State, just like John Gruden said. I happen to think Heinschel's going to play well because I think he's a riser. I think he's built for these moments. I think his calm, cool demeanor for an 18, 19-year-old is atypical. So I think he's going to play well. But if he doesn't, I'm not pushing the panic button because I think they got the real deal either way.
We have to understand that we are dealing with a freshman too. And I've said that all along. Like, you're going to have to live with some of the mistakes. He's going to make mistakes.
Yep.
He's going to put the ball in harm's way a couple times and take chances because he's young. But you just have to live with that because, you know, for all the mistakes he makes, he always makes a fantastic play. And he does get the ball in the right spot. He does come back and gets leveled out. The thing that I like about him so much is how he has transcended the offense into Cade Bell's actual offense. Now we see why Cade Bell was a hot commodity whenever Narduzzi hired him from Western Carolina. Not only has he made Cade Bell's offense work and look like a potent offense like we were told it was going to look, he's elevated so many other players too. Like, Kenny Johnson is a very talented player.
Penn State wanted him.
He's a very talented player. He now looks like a number one wide receiver.
Yes.
He was always a talented player that can make plays, splash plays, and, you know, he was fast. He has good size. And you're just like, man, can he just take the next step to dominate? Now, with the insertion of Mason Heinschel and being in this offense, he looks like a dominant number one wide receiver. He has elevated a lot of his teammates. He's, you know, I know that he's very young, but you don't think about that whenever you're out there playing. You know, even immediately, it's like if this guy is there at this spot, he's the leader, and we're going to rally around him. And I feel like most of his teammates have done that.
Desmond Reed should be fully healthy for the first time. Pat Narduzzi brought that up with Bostic on the radio show on Wednesday. And I feel like even though he's been in and out of the lineup, when he's been in, I don't think he's been healthy.
No.
Because you're not seeing the same level of explosion from him. That's going to be a big factor in special teams. Notre Dame under Freeman's been outstanding special teams-wise. This is a different element. Anytime you punt, it's a danger with Desmond Reed out there. If you want to talk Pitt-Notre Dame, we'd love to talk Pitt-Notre Dame with you at 412-928-9370. Vibe check, how you feeling about that game? How you feeling about Steelers-Bengals? Choose your own adventure. Reese from the Hill District first up today. Hi, Reese.
What's up, fellas? First of all, I want to say, Doran, congratulations, brother.
Oh, thanks, Reese. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
No doubt. No doubt. Harry Callis, hey, he hit that one out the park. I got to say that, too. Tell Mosey he ain't got nothing to say about that. Something about the float. Tell Mosey, let's go.
Yeah, Mosey said he only had one club in his bag, and Harry's had different beats each and every time.
Man, that last one was fire. He could market that one there, boy. Woo! Pitt, I'm looking for Pitt to win at least by 3-7. You know what I mean? Heinschel, offense, defense. You know, like you said, everybody's getting healthy. On Sunday, I'm expecting the Steelers to really beat the Bengals. My theory is this. If they lose to the Bengals, season's over.
With you. I think you have to win this game or else you've lost 4 or 5, and the national media is going to feast on Rodgers. Thank you so much for the call, Reese.
Yeah, thanks, Reese.
As for Pitt, you talk about health. You got Kyle Lewis. He came back, made an immediate impact. Rasheem Biles is expected to come back and play in this game coming off the bye week. And that's the matchup of the game, I think, is those two linebackers, as highly touted as they are. This is when you need your best players to step up. Of course you need Heinschel to play. Well, he's your quarterback. But when Notre Dame's thinking about their game, they're thinking C.J. Carr, freshman, who's been really good this year. But they're thinking about Love. They're thinking about their running back, who may be, well, Jeremiah Smith. He may be the second best player in the country on the offensive side of the football. And so you've got a stud. I mean, he is a stud.
Yes.
Against two linebackers that had all kind of praise heaped on them that are outstanding players. If those guys in particular can slow him down, Pitt's going to win the football game. Like, Notre Dame wants to run the ball, and that's why their freshman quarterback, he's been good. They run the ball, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
If you can slow Jeremiah Love down, I think Pitt wins the football game, and I think those two guys, they're primed to play the game of their lives. They're jacked up to play the game of their lives. I guarantee it. I think that's the matchup to watch.
Well, you remember whenever I did the luncheon speech, right, and I looked at Desmond Reed, and I was like, walk that walk, talk that talk. This is why you have those titles, why you have the All-American next to your name, why you have All-ACC next to your name, is for games like this. And just immediately remember the talk that Wanstead gave us whenever we did play Notre Dame in 2009, whenever it was sold out. Charlie Weiss, you had Jimmy Clausen coming in, Michael Floyd, Golden Tate, Manti Te'o, Kyle Rudolph, all NFL guys, and he was like, these are the games that make your name. These are the games of why you have All-American next to your name is because you perform in these games. These are the games you want. You want to showcase what you got in games like this. The whole country is going to be watching. Game day is here. Show why you're Kyle Lewis and Rasheem Biles and Desmond Reed. Show the country. Notre Dame.
You're going to have, at College game day, how many shark costumes are you going to see? How many shark signs are you going to see? If I'm Deuce, I'm walking in and say, they all are here to see you guys.
Yeah.
They're here to see you guys. Yeah. You got the shark tank or whatever the hell.
Play.
They're here to see you. Go out there and you kick that guy's ass.
Yeah, go do it. Go do it. You got one of the best running backs in the country. Go shut him down.
I forget if it was Capel or one of the players last night. I wrote Jeff's great story on 93.7thefan.com about the backyard basketball last night. And I think it was one of the players who said, you have a turnover in a road environment like that, it feels like you have five turnovers.
Yeah.
If on one of the first plays of the game, you come out and you hit that guy in the backfield, you're Kyle Lewis, you're Ashim Biles, that place is going to be absolutely bonkers, right?
I got goosebumps.
You got the Panther pick going nuts. Like, set the tone early, and Notre Dame will know, okay.
They're for real.
They're for real. Buckle up. We're in this thing. And it's not, we got to play the environment, we got to play the grass, and we got to play the damn Pittsburgh Panthers. But those guys, it's massive. By the way, Jimmy Clausen, super punchable face.
Yep.
Goofy looking punchable face.
Yep. He was supposed to be the second coming, right? He was supposed to be the next.
They've had a lot of those.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of those. Brady Quinn, yeah. Had a good college career.
Yeah.
Vic and Hazelwood, next up.
Fellas, what's happening?
What up?
Hey, man. Not much. Hey, man, listen, I'm going to mimic the last caller. Doran, congratulations on the little new one.
Thank you, Vic.
And let me tell you something, man. As far as what Callis just did, Coolio ain't got nothing on the Callio, because Callio.
Callio!
Yo, let me tell you something. I got my girl over at Quest right now. On the way over here, she don't even like radio at all. Man, I saw her head, like, out of the corner of my eye. Was bobbing back and forth. Callis, you put it down, bro. I promise you did.
Let's go, baby.
You put it down, man. I don't even want to talk about Pitt, Notre Dame, the Bengals, or nothing. Callis, you my man. You tore it up. I promise you you did, man. And you know what? I love you guys as always. Hold on real quick. Come in. Oh, my God. I'm telling her to get in the car, and she's walking away. Tell Callis how well he did on the rep.
Just say he did good.
Oh, God. Good. Anyway, guys, Callis did his thing, man.
Thank you, Vic. You're always one of our favorites, buddy.
My man, I love you guys.
Thanks, Vic.
Appreciate it. He called him Callio.
Did you hear her in the background? He did good.
Yeah. I like Callio. I also like Eminem just spelled Eminem, you know.
I like Vic, though. He used to call the early morning show.
Oh, Vic's the best.
He always has those one-liners, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. We got the stars coming out today. We got Vic, we got Reese, David Oakmont, among others, waiting patiently on hold. Choose your own adventure. How you feeling about Steelers and Bengals? How you feeling about Pitt v. Notre Dame? So far, the Pitt fans blowing up the phone lines at 412-928-9370. You want to talk Steelers-Bengals? We'll do that, too. 412-928-9370. It is 7:15. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. You can always tweet us as well. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Harry, is this good, Charlotte?
Yes.
Someone just texted me a picture of Jimmy Clausen, and he looks like he should be Sum 41 singer.
Yeah, Sum 41.
Yeah, he's got that like emo-y.
What's he doing now?
Punk rock hair. Jimmy Clausen, I don't know. Prediction? Probably doing better than Mark Sanchez.
Maybe.
Choose your own adventure. How you feeling about Pitt Notre Dame? Pitt fans, if you want to talk about your football team with College Game Day coming to town, we'd love to talk it out with you. Steelers fans, how are you feeling about this second matchup with the Cincinnati Bengals? 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick. Home Improvement, trust PJ.com. Dave in Oakmont, one of our favorites. All our favorites are coming out of the woodwork today. Hello, Dave.
Crowley, how's it going, man?
Oh, we're great, man. What a football Friday this is. The Penguins play today from Sweden. It's great.
I know. It's crazy. Hey, I was going to just say, I know the whole Narduzzi comments from Monday have been beaten to death, but I just think that this is the time. This is the time to strike while the iron's hot for the Pitt Panthers brand, with Penn State being down, with the Steelers, some of the feelings about them and the Rooneys and Tomlin. And this is the time. If they can win this game on Saturday, tomorrow, they are going to build up a fan base of otherwise uninterested fans. This is, I think, the biggest game in 25 years.
I think maybe
the fact that Narduzzi didn't grow up in this rivalry, maybe the way that Wonstadt did, maybe he's downplaying and saying, you know, the ACC is more important. But I think the average Yinzer doesn't care as much about the ACC as they do about, you know, seeing in the newspaper that Pitt beat Notre Dame.
You know what, Dave? I think both things can be right at the same time. I'll explain. And thank you so much for the call. We always love when you call. I think Narduzzi was doing the chestnut checkers thing and just making sure his team doesn't get too high, wants him to play free and easy, and understand that if you lose the game, that you still have everything in front of you. If you win the game, you haven't finished the job. So I think that's what he did. And he's also not wrong. Like, you can lose to Notre Dame and still achieve the ultimate goal. That being said, this will be the biggest profile maker game.
Yeah.
Like, if Pitt can win, they knock Notre Dame out of the playoff and they insert themselves forefront in the playoff discussion.
Uh-huh.
They will jump into the top 15 and be in striking distance if they win this game. So you don't have to win it, but it elevates the program in 4 hours if you do win the game.
Yeah, and he just doesn't want his team to hear the outside noise, like the game day coming. And, you know, Narduzzi, that's how he operates. He wants to downplay anything that's big that could affect the team's mentality. And I agree with him. And also, I think he wants to downplay just Notre Dame in general. Like, you know, there's Notre Dame's coming. Oh, there's a lot of Notre Dame fans, you know, that live in Pittsburgh. People love Notre Dame. Notre Dame this, Notre Dame that. He's just like, okay. Like, they're just another football team that are in the next three games that we have that we need to beat. And, you know, it's they're another football team. They're not just Notre Dame.
Right. They don't walk up in here because right. They're wearing gold domes.
Whoa, oh my gosh. Well, game day's coming because Notre Dame is going to Pitt, not
right.
because Pitt is playing Notre Dame.
Right. It's about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a Notre Dame take. You ready for Notre Dame take?
Here we go. Don't get me started today.
So, I think if you pulled college football fans who aren't Notre Dame fans, 100% of them would say it's garbage that they're not in a conference.
Yes.
Now, they have an easier path to the playoff because their criteria is different. But I don't think anybody would argue that year in and year out they play a weak schedule. They don't. They play a tough schedule on paper. What Narduzzi said the other day really got my mind spinning. I've always thought, oh, Notre Dame's going to get every team's best shot. Maybe they don't, because it's not a conference game for anybody. And it can elevate your program like we were just talking about, but if teams are going into these Notre Dame games saying, we can give them our best shot, but it's not the end of the world if we lose, like, maybe it's actually easier for Notre Dame from that standpoint. Like, oh, Pat Narduzzi said the quiet part out loud. We don't need to beat Notre Dame. What if other teams feel that way, too? We don't need to beat Notre Dame. You're not going to get their best shot.
Yeah, I think that every game you want to give a team your best shot, though. Like, I don't think that, like, they're going to hold anything back. Like, you know, like against Duquesne, and love Duquesne. I have a lot of friends that went to Duquesne, played for Duquesne. But you're not giving Duquesne your best shot because you're holding stuff back for the regular season. Like, I think that every team, if you get a chance to play, like Northern Illinois, like, they gave them their best shot and they won.
Sure.
It's better to give your best shot and to beat Notre Dame than to not give your best shot and be like, oh, well, that the game doesn't matter, in my opinion.
I told you I'm a psychologist, Dorn. I'm just trying to peel back the layers on this. Might be a stupid take. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Number one fan of the Fan Morning Show, Matt Zegg, calling us right now. He's come out of the woodwork. Matt Zegg rarely calls the show. He does text us both quite frequently. Hello, Zegg.
Hey, morning, boys. How we doing?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, I got a little vibe check for this Sunday. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive about Aaron Rodgers. It was one bad game. He's still, Rodgers, he's still one of the most cerebral minds to ever play the game. He's going to bounce back, especially against the smelly Bengals defense, man. That Bengals defense, they're so bad, Crowley. Your intramural flag football team could hang a 30-burger on them.
I don't disagree with that, because they wouldn't get anywhere near me. I had a great offensive line in intramural flag football. Rodgers was not pressured at all in that last game. Yeah. So, Zach, you call back on Monday if they lose, though, and Rodgers doesn't look good, because that'll be the story. We were talking about it before the show. Like, if Pitt wins and the Steelers win, I mean, do you lead with Pitt? Probably. It's a bigger win.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Steelers lose and Pitt wins, how do you handle it? If Rodgers plays poorly, that might be the number one story nationally.
Yeah.
You can't be bad. And not to look ahead too far, because this is a division game. You can't lose this one 110 to 10 here, Doran. But if he doesn't look great this week and next week, you might start worrying about Rodgers.
No doubt.
We're doing Steelers talk and Pitt talk all at the same time. We have giant brains. We're able to carry on two conversations at once. And we'd love to have them with you at 412-928-9370. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers, Bengals? How you feeling about Pitt, Notre Dame? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. You can tweet us and text us as well. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Company. Steelers have a chance on Sunday to take revenge on the Cincinnati Bengals and their father, Joe Flacco. Flacco, who's actually played better football since the last Steelers game than he did in the Steelers game. That's got us concerned. You agree it needs to be a shootout if the Steelers are to win? Like, I just don't see them shutting down this high-powered Bengals offense, especially with James Pierre probably having to play a lot.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to find his true form again. That's what it's going to come down to. They're going to have to score points. I think they could possibly slow down. The Bengals are not going to stop them.
Yes, it needs to look like that. That's a good way of saying it. Slow them down, and then you need to have an offensive performance that statistically probably looks like the best of the year. And they're there to be had. It's the worst defense in the NFL by a country mile. You also have Pitt Notre Dame, 412-928-9370. You can talk about either game. We're letting you choose your own adventure on this edition of Vibe Check. Sorry. It's because we have Jay in Maryland coming up. I got my Jay in there early. What up, Jay?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Doing it's great to hear your voice on the radio. I didn't realize that you were even on the morning. First time caller.
Wow.
I want to say congratulations to your bundle of joy, first and foremost.
Appreciate it.
And
thank you.
I hope that Coach Randy and Coach Ron are doing well and your family's doing well. Remember in 87 when we were at practice when your dad came to practice and said you were on the way.
So oh, wow. That's crazy. What's your last name?
Reynolds.
Okay, I'll tell him you said what's up.
Yeah, definitely will. I want to say one thing to you guys is the fact that it's five plays if you give the Steelers in this season that they'll be 8-1. You know, you got the Seattle game when you have Caleb Johnson lets the ball go through the end zone, which a Pee Wee person should know that's not how you play the game. Calvin Austin lets the ball tip, and Freiermuth was going to catch a touchdown pass. That's two plays. Bengals game, you got a $150 million receiver that lets the defensive back take the ball out of his hands for an interception. That's three plays. Green Bay game, you got Deshaun Elliott on the Love throws a flutter in the air. It gets pushed out the way and really gets their second half started.
So let me stop you right here, Jay. Do you think the Steelers are better than their record indicates?
I think it's the fine line between crushing grapes and drinking wine.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. I think that's the nature of the NFL, and thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
412-928-9370. I think the difference between being mediocre and good are a handful of plays. I think the difference between being good and great can be a handful of plays. From being bad to average can be
a handful of plays. It's who doesn't let those plays happen and who executes them.
And the Steelers have been, let's just call it what it is, they've been bad in critical moments this year. The defense has been awful on third downs. The offense last week against the Chargers was as bad as you could possibly be on third downs. The Steelers have given up a ton of points in the fourth quarter. That's crunch time. Your games are going to come down to those moments, but all of those statistics are damning to me because they're the most critical moments of the game, and the Steelers haven't been good in those moments. That means to me they are where they're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
5-4. They'll put together a half a great defense, then play a bad second half. They'll put together a drive or two on offense, and then they'll have a stinker like they did last week. They're an inconsistent football team, and inconsistency is a mark of not being all that good.
And just like you said, it boils down to not only a half quarters offense, defense, it boils down to games too with this team. Like they'll look pretty good against the Indianapolis Colts and then lay a clunker. They'll look pretty good against, you know, this team and then go lose to the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, they are inconsistent across the whole entire board.
Yes.
As much as it comes.
Yes.
They're inconsistent.
I mean, think about Cincinnati. Cincinnati tackles the tight end for Chicago, and maybe they're sitting here at 4-5 instead of 3-6. They could have got a stop at the end of the Jets game. You win those two, you're sitting here at 5-4. Fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes. By the way, I'm actually bottling some wine this weekend.
Oh, really?
Are you a wine guy?
Yeah.
Harry, you a wine guy? I've had wine with you. We had a nice dinner at Nemecolon.
That's right.
Your memory's great.
We drank a lot of wine. You a wine guy?
No.
No. Would you like a bottle of Crowley vintage wine? Maybe you could gift it. Does Jada like wine? Does your mom like wine?
I don't know.
All right, great. How do you... She washes your clothes.
If I'm not...
She makes your bed. You need to know if she likes wine.
He's not a wine drinker.
And I literally said...
I should have known he's not a wine drinker.
He doesn't know how to drink wine.
I literally said nobody makes my bed, so my mom doesn't make my bed, dummy.
Do you change your sheets frequently?
There's no chance he doesn't change his clothes frequently.
When's the last time he changed your sheets?
Oh, definitely a year. Over a year. Definitely.
That's a question that's hard to answer.
Because you don't remember the last time you did it.
No.
Honestly, that's one of the things that I learned about living with a woman. Like, I would change my sheets like every couple months. She's like every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better. You take a shower at night, you get into clean sheets. Yeah. Golly!
It's definitely every year, Callis, right?
It's a trick question.
It's never happened? Please tell me you're still in your childhood sheets and you haven't washed them since your childhood.
What kind of sheets do you have? Do you have, like, the football helmets?
I think they're
the
baseball 90s? Logos, yeah.
Baseball logos?
Oh, my God, you totally
Seriously?
Do.
Seriously? What kind of sheets do you have, for real?
Do you still have a car bed? You one of those car beds, those orange car beds?
I used to have a car bed.
But, so did I.
Me too.
No, I've had my bed since I was in third grade.
What were we doing with water beds, by the way?
My parents had a water bed.
Can I just say something? It's going to be weird because you said your parents, but how do you make love on a water bed?
You don't. That's not what it's for. That's not
what do you mean? Yeah, that's what all beds are for.
For making love?
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
Bed is, yeah, it's a bed.
First rest, second lovemaking.
I thought the water bed was
making.
More for, like, relaxation.
My parents, their main bed was a water bed. It was like a king-size water bed.
Anyway, I'll gift you guys some wine. A little holiday wine. I don't know if it's good yet or not. If it's bad, I won't give it to you. I won't make you have to be like, oh, Crowley, it was tasty.
I want to try it.
Okay.
Wait, he has baseball helmets as his sheets.
Yeah, I don't want to bury the lead there.
That's not it.
Baseball hats.
That's not it.
Just tell us what it is, Harry.
Please do.
We're going to play your rap again coming up next because people are clamoring for it on the text line and on Twitter. So we will play your rap coming up next. So as lame as you're about to sound, when you tell us what kind of sheets you got, you're going to be way cooler in about 6 minutes.
No, I can't answer that question.
What are they, like Michael Jackson sheets?
Yeah, that's not it.
Oh, it's SpongeBob.
No, that's not it.
All right, we'll get him to reveal the sheets at some point.
You're asking the wrong question.
The show. Oh, my God, you don't even use a sheet, do you?
Yay!
You just lay on the mattress?
Oh, man. All right, we got to make a list of things that we need him to do to grow up. That's on there. We'll find that out. Probably that's a summer conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming up next, more thoughts on Steelers-Bengals. I got a question for you about how to attack the Bengals, and there's a reason why I'm asking it. We'll do that next. We'll hear Harry's rap again. We will hear from Callio. That's Nicholas Harry Callis' rap name. It's like Coolio, you know, in a couple of moments here. His newest Steelers weekly wrap-up. We played it earlier. It's so good. By popular demand, we're going to have to play it again. There's no play on words here for Callis and R. Kelly because he doesn't have sheets to pee on. He would just be peeing right on his mattress.
I use Febreze, so it smells nice.
Oh, it does not. Harry, you sweat on that mattress
that so
every
bad.
Night of your life.
Your skin flakes, too.
Skin flakes, pal.
You
it's
know,
a real thing.
When I was doing two full-time jobs, I used to sleep on the couch because I didn't want to get like super full night's rest.
Mm.
And that was pretty regular.
Oh, that's also dumb.
But
I purposefully sabotaged myself. I tried to not get good sleep.
Well, because it was a lot of work. But look, I'm getting better.
He has
I've
such
an
odd
bed.
Worldview of everything.
Everything.
Like, I can't be sleeping too good with my two jobs. What?
Yep. He's confused, is what they would
call
him.
It was easier to wake up when I wouldn't get good sleep, but then I would sleep here and the door would be mad at me.
Just set the alarm.
Why would I be mad at you if you slept here?
No, like during the breaks.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, because you're working!
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We've got Chris Carter with his weekly matchup segment coming up next. So that's in about 10 minutes. We've got the weekly wrap-up in about 2 minutes. Rodgers said that they need to get Warren more involved. We've said they need to get Warren more involved. He's averaging like 13 carries a game. He had 14 last week, even though he was clearly their best offensive player. The Bengals are vulnerable everywhere. You can run on them. You can throw on them. They suck. Is this the Jalen Warren gets his game? Do you feed the Warren? Because here's another reason. Both teams, second worst in the NFL, respectively, in time of possession. I think the Steelers' defense eventually wore down against the Chargers. I'd like to win that category once. And I think this is an opportunity to do that if you give Jalen Warren the ball.
I think you absolutely have to, because you want to win the time of possession. You want to keep the ball as much as possible and not give it to the Cincinnati Bengals offense. So, and looking at, and when we do odds and ends, and whenever I was writing down the odds and ends for this game, looking at Jalen Warren's totals over unders, it seems like that's kind of the notion.
It's going to be the Warren game?
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Yeah. But time of possession, which I believe the Steelers haven't been that good at in the past.
No, they're the worst, second to worst team in the NFL behind Cincinnati.
Right. Yeah, you need to flip that. You need to hold on to the football. So give it to Jalen Warren. What's so funny?
People are losing their minds if you go, because you're working.
I mean, what? Dorn will get mad that I'm sleeping on the job. Yeah.
He put it on you.
No. I was just saying, I'm not putting anything on you. You get mad. That's a fact.
Do you think that do you think that I should get mad at that?
Yeah.
Why do you keep doing it?
Because I'm nuts.
His logic was, I can't sleep too well at home because I won't wake up. But that'll be fine because I'll just sleep at work.
But I don't want to do that because Doran will get mad at me.
Look, I only have one full-time job now, right? And I've been pretty lively. So let's just...
You I'm have been
you
lively.
Music every week. Give me a break.
No, you don't get a break.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 53, low of 62, overcast tomorrow. Rain in the forecast now. 60 is the high, low of 42, 70% chance of rain. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette is going to join us for his weekly matchup segment coming up next. We will let Callio play us out.
Harry Callis is back. The Steelers are looking pretty bad. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
The Steelers are actively going from first to worst.
The Steelers plus 270 to win the AFC North.
The Baltimore Ravens have found themselves a burst. Oh, well, guess it's time to get the Steelers a hearse. Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
Is Rodgers retirement bound where time with his wife could be found? Oh, wait.
What if he doesn't want her around? What if she doesn't want to be around?
Will there be a point to make a transition? Tomlin said.
I have no reservations about his ability to play the position.
Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
Doran said,
there's a high expectation from Tomlin to Rodgers.
What can you do when Joe Flacco's your father? Don't forget the Bengals are still in the race. Will the Steelers keep pace, save face, begin the chase? Tomlin's answering questions with questions.
How would you?
I don't know. I think we'd all want the coach's view. Guess it's quite a flex when your feelings are so complex. No time for inferior questions.
Next.
You say you're not going to chalk it up to an off night, but no long-term concerns. Is that because of Jesse Minter? Is there something else?
I'm just not going to allow your words to be my words. That's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.